This is a biography of John Lennon, although it's not even like a biography. It's like a roller coaster through the life of Lennon. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for the ride. John Lennon was born on the early morning of the 9th of October in 1940. He was born in the thrilling city of Liverpool in the Oxford Street Maternity Hospital. Yet, his mother didn't know she was giving birth to the one person that would change the history of music forever. His mother was called Julia Stanley Lennon, and his father was called Alfred Lennon. He had no real siblings, but later on in life he had three stepsisters. In John's early life, he played only one instrument which his mother taught him, the four-string guitar. He also attended various schools, all in Liverpool, including his primary school, Dovedale Primary. This is where he met the other star of the band, Paul McCartney. His family were a working-class family. They weren't rich, but it was enough for them to get along on. His parents divorced when John was only a toddler at 2 years of age. After that, he went to live with his Aunt Mimi because his mother remarried, and Julia thought it was best that he remained after the house. John was growing older, and he started to visit his mother on weekends when his aunt was out. His mother was always trying crazy things to see if people noticed, like wearing glasses without lenses in them, and wearing underwear on her head instead of a bandana. John's father was away a lot at sea, and was in and out of prison. But they always made time to see each other. Before the Beatles was a band, John Lennon had a band called the Quarrymen, named after his school, Quarrybank. The Beatles first became famous when they played at the nightclub called The Cavern. They started to sing songs there, and then they were discovered by more people, and became famous in places other than Liverpool, like America, Asia, and other countries in Europe. The Beatles inspired many. Like during the time of the Cold War in Germany, they inspired people to want to play instruments and let themselves free. After that, they became the most famous band, selling 168.5 million copies of their first album in just the United States of America. Sadly, Lennon was assassinated on the 8th of December in 1980. He was shot by Mark David Chapman outside the Dakota in Manhattan, New York. So that was the ride of John Lennon's life. I hope you know more about him before you listen to this. Bye, April.